I'm Lynn Everhart, and I've helped hundreds of women in leadership reconnect to their visions and goals to gain a consciously competitive edge. And this is my new show, the Lead Her Shift podcast. After years of working as a high-performing strategist, I've learned the hard way that the 3D way of working compromised not only my health, but my earning potential. This podcast discusses a new paradigm way of working with interviews and solo casts focused on individualized, intuitive approaches where conscious leadership meets your higher self. Are you ready to lead in 5D? Let's go. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Lead Her Shift podcast. I'm Lynn Everhart. And today we're going to be talking about confidence. And wow, what a topic. I think when it comes to confidence, I think about different things that I'm confident in and things that I'm not so confident in. And I always like to unpack the whys behind it. Like to really think about if I was talking to Lynn in her 20s, what would I say? What would I tell her about the journey and standing on your own and confidence? And where does it stem from? Where do we get confidence from? How does it actually shape us and mold us? Because for me, real confidence, it's something you uncover by getting intimate with your fears, trusting your own process, your intuition. For me, I think about growing up, I was very fortunate to have parents that they just were like, anything you want to do, you can do it. And I feel like for a lot of women, really asking, how did that shape us? Because if we didn't feel like we could use our voice or our imagination, if those things were quelled when we were children, I can't help but think that doesn't have a profound impact on how you are in your professional life, in your career, and your relationships. So talking about professional confidence, really taking a look at the mirror and saying, wow, let's acknowledge how far you've come. Let's honor whatever experiences we've had when we were younger. And also say, look how far you've come. Wow. If there are any wounds or things that you feel are holding you back, a lot of times I think with confidence, we're feeling like we're walking around really exposed, but it's almost like those middle school dances where you show up and you're awkward and you're just like, oh my gosh, I don't want anybody looking at me. I don't want to dance because everybody's going to be looking at me. And the reality is everybody else is thinking the same thing. So nobody's dancing. No one's having fun except maybe one or two people that just have evolved past it. So where are you at in your confidence journey when you're looking at when you were a child? Did you have confidence? If so, why? If not, why? And looking at yourself now as an adult, what permission do you need to give yourself to let go and release those stories, those things that we have in our head to make us feel like this is what I was told, this is the environment that I was raised in, and so I just accepted this. Even if that means doing a silly little ritual, like writing the things that were stifling your growth, writing them down on a piece of paper and lighting it on fire. What can you release to let go? What can you let go to let in? Your fears actually aren't obstacles. They're doorways to your power. I think in this world of distraction, when it comes to confidence, it's very easy to push the real, true reason why you have anxiety or you're nervous or you don't want to do certain things. You're scared, right? There's so many distractions, tech-wise, a billion Netflix shows, wine, food that we should not be eating, things like that, that it's just easier to distract yourself through it, but not really deal with the underlying layers of why aren't you owning your energy? Why aren't you sitting a little taller and looking people in the eye and just taking in the moments? What is making you inhibit accepting yourself as a confident, smart, beautiful human being? Whether it's suppression, avoidance, what you resist persists, and what you suppress erupts. Even those stories from way back when you were little, they chip away at your armor. They take the arrows out of your quiver. They don't allow you to fully be open to your why and what you're here for. I want to encourage you, if you're not feeling confident, to think about, what does confidence look like to you? Who do you see that's confident? What about them exudes confidence? How do they make you feel? How do they interact with you? And how can you emulate that, even from an avatar perspective? I remember reading that Beyonce has an alter ego named Sasha Fierce. And she channels Sasha Fierce when she's on stage performing. And this really blew my mind, because I'm like, oh my gosh, Beyonce, she's out there on the stage. She's owning every inch of the stage. She's magnetic. She's electric. But who knew that she had to create an alter ego in order to become those things on stage? So having fun with it and playing with it from a confidence perspective for you in a business setting, start with that. Have fun with it. Who is confident? Who do you watch on TV that's a character that you could channel and just emulate some of those things? Who do you see that is in your friend group? What makes them fun and magnetic? What makes them feel so just open and lovey? Somebody that anybody can talk to. What are those things? And just start practicing being more like that. Before you know it, you're just going to be those things. It's going to be more natural to you. But it's just like the environment that you were exposed to when you were younger. You have to reprogram not just your initial reaction to things, not just your thoughts, but your nervous system. The things that we tell ourselves, the I am statements that we talk about a lot here. Your body's listening. Your cells are listening. Your soul is listening. And those parts of you that don't feel like they have a voice, or they don't feel like they deserve to be seen, that keep us small, talk to those parts of you. They're listening. Ask those parts of you, what do you need? What would make you feel safe? What would make you feel secure? What would make you feel whole? You will get answers. Doing these kind of things when you're on a walk in nature with no phone, just you, extra points if you take your shoes off and you're grounding in the grass. Sounds silly. It sounds really silly, but I'm telling you, these are the things that make transformative leadership, because the more that you're creating spaciousness, you're creating clarity, and you are listening to what your body needs. You're listening to what your soul needs. You're listening to the messages that you want to take with care to know how best to let go. That brings you clarity. Waiting for the perfect process or the perfect way to articulate things or the perfect way to act. There is no such thing as perfection, right? We know this. Just there's no such thing as work life balance. Waiting for the perfection process keeps you stuck. Action brings confidence. The more you do something, the more clear you get on the process on how to do it. And that makes you more confident. Whether it's public speaking or a presentation for a client or finding your voice, not so much to be confrontational, but to hold that space and boundary for personalities that may be too strong or may not have anybody around to speak up to. In a work dynamic, looking around the table and feeling like, I feel like women, a lot of women do this, where they don't like uneasiness, they don't like people not getting along, they feel like they have to be the peacemaker. But unpacking why. Why do you feel that way? And what is that doing to your voice? Because everybody has to own their own shit. It's not your job to do the inner work for others. You can only control how you interact with them. And so if you're dealing with jerky jerks, finding the confidence to put a line in the sand on how they articulate things to you, especially in a professional setting, is a big deal. That's a big part of confidence. Really speaking from your inner wisdom, protecting that inner child and that soul, saying, no, I'm not going to allow you to speak to me in this tone. There's a lot of different businesses in the world, and there's a lot of different types of emotional intelligence. I really feel that these things need to be taught more, starting in grade school, not taking things so personally, and also not hearing someone say something and let these stories go on in our head that, oh my gosh, she said, how are you doing today? And I was just like, that bitch. Because the reality is no one's thinking about us as much as we are thinking about them thinking about us. And so getting out of your head of the stories and the insecurities of how you may think things are going. Most of the time, those stories aren't true. And honestly, what other people think of you is really none of your business because you can't control it. It's about intent for me. What is your intention? Is your intention to be a really good human? That's it. It's the bottom line. The do no harm. That's it. It's as simple as that. So you can have confidence and still be caring. You can have confidence and still be bold, but not overbearing. Confidence really starts with how you speak to yourself, how you treat yourself, how you think of yourself. I remember one of these old vintage Saturday Night Live skits, and I think it was like Stuart Smalley, and it was this guy. It was this guy who would talk to himself in the mirror and he would say stuff like, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. And it sounds so freaking silly. The skit was just, it was silly, but oh my gosh, the premise behind it is so freaking powerful. Your voice, your words, they're spells. That's why it's called spelling. What you say and articulate, it affects your cells and your DNA. It's so magical. Writing is magical. Sitting there and writing things out and also looking in the mirror and giving yourself those affirmations, it really does rewire. It's the core of neuroplasticity. I also want you to know that you're already someone's hero. A lot of times we compare ourselves to other people and we say, oh my gosh, that person has it going on. But the reality is everybody has baggage. But as broken and as damaged as you think you may appear, you may think you're not as confident. You may think you're not owning the room, but people are watching. People are observing. You already have people that are looking up to you. You already have people saying, wow, my God, she is so fucking amazing. I just don't know how she's doing all of this. I don't know how she's managing all these projects. I don't know how she's still coming to the meeting, just the kindest soul in the room. She's got to be stressed. She's got to be overwhelmed. But look, man, she's doing it. You are somebody's inspiration. So think about that every day. When you're in a room, when you're in a meeting, sit up a little taller. Look people in the eye. Look around the room. Smile. A smile is so powerful. And you don't even have to say a word. Walk around with that little bit of air of responsibility. Oh gosh, like, how can I be my best self? How can I be the most inspirational person to another? When your intention is pure, you become unshakable. All of those things really cultivate confidence. Confidence is love. Confidence is acceptance, because you're accepting yourself. Confidence is intent. What is your intention? To be the best person you can be. No one's ever going to fault anybody for showing up how they are if their intentions are 1,000% with love and kindness. You really can't do anything wrong there. I always say please and thank you are free. And if the clients or your coworkers are not able to do that, you need to not be around those people. Because if you're not changing, you're choosing. And do not choose to put yourself in a position to be around people to try to win jerky jerks over. They're jerky jerks. They're not going to change. And if they do, they have to do it themselves. They're not going to do it because you are 10 billion times more kinder and tiptoeing around them. They're just going to sniff you out as someone that's more easier to prey on. Boundaries, confidence, calling it in. Who do you want to surround yourself with? But how do you also want to be? What's your avatar? What are the traits for your avatar? How can you mentor confidence? How can you emulate it? I'm confident in you. I'm proud of you. You're slaying those corporate dragons. I want you to get up now and go to the nearest mirror and tell yourself, I love you. And smile your biggest smile. Because that's what other people are seeing when they see you. You actually will radiate a light. All right. My beautiful soul. I'll see you in the next pod.
Thank you for listening to the Lead Her Shift podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, let me know in the comments and perhaps share this with three of your friends. I'd be forever grateful. This is Lynn Everhart reminding you to own your energy and that whatever you wish for is already yours.